All right, Epiphany. It's one of my favorite feasts of the year. I think the image of the Magi coming from the east and following the star to find the baby Jesus is a really powerful, powerful image. They made a long and no doubt arduous journey by camel from their home country. The scriptures doesn't say where that country is. It just says from the east. Some of our tradition thinks it's maybe in Persia, which would be present-day Iran, I believe. So they came from a long way to follow that star. And it's kind of amazing, isn't it? I think it is, that people would just, you know, drop everything, and they were astrologers, and so they would see this star, and they would want to follow it. They were obviously open and curious and adventuresome and very courageous. They were what I would call spiritual seekers. And I've shared with you before, one of my favorite contemporary philosophers is a person named Charles Taylor, and he divides believers into spiritual seekers and spiritual dwellers. Dwellers are those who have all the answers. Everything is black and white, and there's really no gray area or no hierarchy of truths. Everything's the same, everything's static, everything's clear, and they will tend to be pretty hard on anyone who disagrees with them or questions their certainties. It reminds me a little bit of people in the church who attack our Pope Francis for his more compassionate approach to the gospel message of Jesus. Pope Francis emphasizes mercy over judgment, compassion and discernment over rule-keeping. Pope Francis is welcoming and inclusive. He tries to build bridges rather than walls. And he famously said, "Who am I to judge?" And of course, Jesus didn't say, "Who am I to judge?" Because actually, he is the judge. He's going to come. He's going to come and judge us. But he did say, he did ask us not to judge. He said, he asked us not to judge. And I think if we're not Jesus, and if we're, you know, we really are not in a position to judge other people. And it's sometimes when we're feeling self-righteous that we sit in judgment on other people. And the Magi story is a story of inclusion, making it clear that Jesus was the Savior for all humanity, not just for the Jews, for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. And for us today, Jesus being the Savior for all of humankind means that he would be the Savior not only for Catholics, but for Protestants and evangelicals and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and agnostics and atheists and people of different sexual orientation, people of all races, Vikings fans, Packer fans, and yes, even Bears fans. Christ came to save people in Chicago who are Bears fans. It's true. So this feast calls us, like the Magi, to be spiritual seekers, to be open and curious and adventurous and courageous. We are called to follow the star of truth and inquiry and inclusion, compassion and discernment, to move beyond fixed black and white dogmas, to be open to the development of ideas as our understanding of things grows. And morality has evolved over time and will continue as our understanding grows. And we're also called to be discerners. It's a word that Pope Francis likes a lot, and it's a word that it's a good Jesuit word. We're called to be discerners in our personal and communal lives. How is God calling each of us? How is God calling me to use my gifts in service at this time of my life as my circumstances change? How is God calling us as a parish community to be of service at this time? And of course, the question can come, how do we know what God is calling us to? St. Ignatius gives us some wonderful guidelines for the discernment of spirits. He says, first of all, we need to pray. We need to be quiet in order to listen to God's voice within us. how God is speaking to us. We can't hear God's voice in our hearts if we're not quiet. And in prayer, we need to reflect on our experience. That's another big part of Ignatian spirituality, a prayerful reflection on our experience. What gives us life? What makes us happy? What gives us joy? And on the other hand, what drains life from us? What makes us grumpy and sad? And also, what are our desires? Ignatius said we should pay attention to our desires, not just our surface wants, but our deep down desires, where we feel called. As I felt called 2.5 years ago, through prayer and discernment and discussion with my provincial and through discussion with parish leaders to be your pastor, and how I continue to feel called to be in that role at this time. I ask all of you, how are you feeling called to use your gifts in service at this time in your life? How are you feeling, and also how are you feeling called to grow? Sometimes we can get into ruts in our spiritual life. We can kind of grow stagnant in our spiritual life. We can kind of grow tepid. That prayer for St. Thomas More says that we shouldn't let our prayer grow tepid. But if we're going to continue to grow spiritually, how are you feeling called to grow? And what opportunities are you taking to grow spiritually? Perhaps retreats or Bible study or different things that might help you. And let's all try to be open to God's voice within us by spending time in quiet prayer and listening, but listening also to God's call, not only within us, but also outside of us, as God calls us to serve in different ways, maybe through invitations to serve, invitations to volunteer. We're going to have a speaker after communion who's going to give us some opportunities to serve. Those opportunities can come from all kinds of places. And for you people who are in school, you students, at your schools, you have opportunities to serve. For you confirmation students, there you'll have opportunities to serve. So how do we hear those calls from outside of us and try to respond to them as is appropriate? We can't respond to everything, but we can't say no to everything either. So God's call comes from where our desires and our gifts meet the needs of the world around us in a joyful response. So our call comes from where our desires and our gifts meet the needs of the world around us in a joyful response. What is that for you? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.